USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats taking it on the chin from speaker after speaker at last night's first night of the Republican National Convention.
Democrats refuse to denounce the mob, and their response to the chaos: defund the police, defund Border Patrol, and defund our military.
That's Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan speaking to the convention, saying that President Trump is the pro-America candidate. First Lady Melania Trump will speak from the newly renovated White House Rose Garden at tonight's session of the convention. As Marco was downgraded to a tropical depression late yesterday, residents and businesses along the Mississippi Gulf Coast began bracing for the arrival of Tropical Storm Laura, which has entered the Gulf overnight and could hit between Louisiana and Texas sometime tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
Flames have been lighting up the night as protesters were in the streets again in Kenosha, Wisconsin, with cars set ablaze as rioters gathered in violation of a curfew order. Police using tear gas to try to disperse the protesters as demonstrators remain angered over the police shooting of a black man on Sunday. Jacob Blake was shot in the back 7 times as police responded to a domestic incident, and he was trying to get into a vehicle. He's now in stable condition in an intensive care unit. One out of five small businesses will need to close without a boost in economic conditions in the next 6 months. That's according to a new survey from the trade group National Federation of Independent Businesses, saying the pandemic's had a major impact on many small businesses right from the beginning, but it's only been getting worse recently. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some new travel restrictions from the CDC, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention dropped its recommendations for travelers to quarantine for 14 days upon returning from trips overseas or out of state during the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC updated its guidelines on its website. Though the two-week recommendation was changed, the federal agency did caution travelers that they can still contract the novel coronavirus while traveling. The CDC continues to recommend travelers wear a mask indoors, wash hands, maintain social distancing guidelines, and monitor themselves for symptoms of COVID-19. They also state that traveling does increase your risk of contacting and spreading the virus, noting that staying home is the best protection from COVID-19 for yourself and others. If you must travel, the Federal Health Agency recommends travelers to check their recommendations on government websites for their destination, as well as any places they will be passing through during their trip.
And dozens of COVID-19 cases across at least 7 states have now been linked to people who attended the Sturgis motorcycle rally. Health officials in South Dakota say 40 people who attended the rally have tested positive for the virus, including 3 residents of North Dakota, Washington, and Minnesota. Cases tied to the rally have also been confirmed in Wyoming, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.